I'm here with Marcus Thigpen of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Marcus, thanks for your time.
No problem. Thank you.
Obviously, the last game, 31-0, not exactly what you guys were looking for. Do you guys just, like, burn that game film and just, like, ignore it? Or do you go back and rewatch it and focus up on the next game because of it?
We really just put that one right behind us. You know, we just focus on right now on Calgary. You know, we made some mistakes, but like I said, we're just putting that behind us and moving forward.
And speaking of Calgary, going up against them, is there something about them that you can exploit to get this much-needed win?
We really just got to just stick to our guns, just execute our plays and don't have turnovers, don't have drops, you know, just the basic fundamentals of the game. We just got to get back to that and get our chemistry back going. I think we'd be good to go.
I understand you're a vegetarian, correct?
Yeah, I am. Well, vegan.
Okay, yeah. Now what was the decision to do that? Like, what was it?
Last year I was pescatarian, so I was eating fish only and I was still eating dairy. But I've always been into health and fitness, and that's one thing that I just wanted to try and just see how my body reacts and how it feels. And, you know, it's been great. I'm 2 months away from a year doing it, and I feel amazing.
You feel this is the best of your career so far?
I do, honestly. Like, my body is responding well to it. Anytime I get any type of little injury, like, it goes away really fast. I don't get tired as easily or as fast, shall I say. My endurance is longer, so, I mean, I feel great.
Now, do you have any kind of cheat meal that you're allowed to kind of dive into every once in a while?
I haven't yet. You know, I'm thinking about, I want to cheat, but I just don't know how my body will respond. I don't want to get sick, so I've been sticking to it so far.
Now, you did track in high school and university in Indiana.
Yeah.
What made you transition over to football?
Football was always my primary sport. Track was just something I did for fun. I've been playing football since I was 9 years old, and track was just something that I just wanted to try just because one of my friends asked me to do it, and I was pretty good at it, so I just kind of just picked it up as a second sport for me.
What's the best part about being a pro football player?
I would say the locker room. Just being around the guys, being around the players, being able to have somebody to talk to and really kick it with. It's just having that family atmosphere outside of football. It's a bond that you can't have outside of this. You know, it's just different.
There's a lot of big personalities in the locker room.
Yeah, definitely.
Charleston Hughes, Willie Jefferson. What does Marcus Thigpen bring personality-wise to
the
team?
I'm more of the leader. I'm more of the spiritual leader. I'm the guy that people come to that want any type of advice, whether it's marriage or singles or whatever the case may be. Like, a lot of guys come to me and they love my input because I got a different output or a different perspective on things just because I've been through so much. And now, me being the older guy on the team, you know, they really look up to me.
Do you feel like the older guy?
I don't, honestly. I feel like I'm still young. I feel like I'm still in my 20s, to be honest with you. My body feels good. I still feel extremely fast, and I feel amazing.
Now, growing up, who did you idolize on the football field, and who did you model your game around?
Growing up, I idolized Barry Sanders. He's from Detroit. I'm from Detroit. He was with the Lions. I'm not sure. He's not from Detroit, but he played for Detroit. And just watching him, he was a smaller guy like myself, and so that's just a guy I always looked up to.
Greatest running back of all time, Barry Sanders?
I would say so, yes. Okay. Yes.
That's the right answer, by the way. If you could have a sit-down and chat with anyone dead or alive, who would you talk to and what would you ask them?
Dead or alive? Jeez, that's tough. Me being the spiritual guy that I am, I would say Jesus. And I would say, I would ask him, you know, how he do it, you know, because he's perfect. And just being able to be on this earth with the temptation and all the stuff that we go through as individuals, I just want to know, you know, his thought process and how he did things.
If you could time travel, where would you go and what's the first thing you would do?
Time travel.
So I always
wanted to go to Hawaii. So I definitely want to go there and, I don't know, just relax. I just want to sit down and just relax, sip on maybe some drinks and just watch the waters just flow.
Now, off the field, besides Jesus, obviously, where do you get your inspiration in life from?
I would say my children. My children is something that keeps me grounded. It keeps me motivated to keep going forward. Like, they're my why. You know, every time I just see them, and it just makes me want to be a better person.
We got Halloween coming up.
Yeah.
Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am. I just don't know what I want to be yet. Because I do love Superman, but I've got too much Superman stuff going on. So I kind of want to switch it up a little bit. I don't know yet.
What about the kids? What are they dressing up as?
Well, my son loves Spider-Man, so I think he's going to be Spider-Man. And I'm not sure what my daughters want to do yet. I'll find out soon.
All right. Now, personally, I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I spent a little bit of time there.
Yeah.
But I am absolutely fascinated by the Bills Mafia. And I know you were there as well, too.
Yes,
what's the wildest thing that you ever saw while you were in Buffalo?
I didn't see anything like personally, but the videos that I seen were kind of crazy. Like, people were actually having sex in the tailgate area.
Oh, wait.
In front of everybody.
I've seen the body slams.
Yeah, I've seen the body slam too. But yeah, like that was probably the wildest video I've ever seen.
Wow.
Like, they didn't care.
So Buffalo is a good place to go, hey?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. The fan base is amazing. Kind of remind me of here. You know, just the way they stick by you, no matter what.
Do you have a hidden talent that people don't know about?
I'm a pretty good bowler. I bowl really well.
You ever bowled a 300 game?
Close. I bowled a 2. I was one strike away.
No way.
One strike away from bowling 300 game. Yep.
All right. A little bit of a lightning round questions here for you. Rom-com or action?
Rom-com.
Apple or orange juice?
Orange juice.
Okay. Now, following that, pulp? A little bit of pulp? No pulp.
I say a little bit of pulp.
A little bit? All right. Biggest celebrity crush?
Christina Milian. Nice.
Favorite cereal?
I would have to go with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Nice. Again, right answer. Dogs or cats?
Dogs. I'm
man,
a dog
you're
guy.
Nailing these, man. Favorite holiday?
Christmas. Definitely Christmas.
And your favorite candy?
Favorite candy right now is, I would say, like a Hershey's Cookies and Cream.